Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and yet we bring you another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series here that we do on our site. And we're going to give you another reading. This is 192. This is called Stay Near. So I'm going to read the devotional, and then we're going to get into the teaching this morning. And some of these sound similar because we go over some of the same passages and scriptures. But the overlining concept is different, and even if it sounds the same to you, we need to hear these things over and over again to remind us, because even though we're hearing them over and over again, it's so hard for us to grasp these concepts with our own human understanding and knowledge, and we must just not listen to ourselves, and we must let the Spirit guide us, the Holy Spirit guide us to what is trying to be said here. We all have our own human ideas of things, but we're to let go of that. Everyone has their own thoughts about what love is, but we have to understand what love is according to the Bible and our Creator. We all have our own idea of what justice is, but we have to let go of that and say, what does the Bible say about this? We have to first believe that the Bible is, in fact, the Word of God, and that there's nothing in the Scriptures that is bad for our health, that is bad for our life. That's going to put us in a dangerous situation. So that's the first thing we need to do is trust that every word of the Bible is inspired and from our Creator. And then you do that, then you have to obey. So let's read this morning's devotional, which is called Stay Near. And we start off with a scripture verse, which is Exodus 34:35. It says, "And the people of Israel would see the radiant glow of his face, so he would put the veil over his face until he returned to speak with Yahweh." And it says, "And when have I not told you my physical presence could be unbearable for you? Just a small impartation of me, and Moses needed to veil his face from the people." And it says, and that's from Exodus, which it says in 34:29-35. We'll read that. It says, "When Moses came down Mount Sinai carrying the two stone tablets, inscribed with the terms of the covenant, he wasn't aware that his face had become radiant because he had spoken to Yahweh. So when Aaron and the people of Israel saw the radiance of Moses' face, they were afraid to come near. But Moses called out to them and asked Aaron and all the leaders of the community to come over, and he talked to them. Then all the people of Israel approached him, and Moses gave them all the instructions Yahweh had given him on Mount Sinai. When Moses finished speaking with them, he covered his face with a veil. But whenever he went into the tent of meeting to speak with Yahweh, he would remove the veil until he came out again. Then he would give the people whatever instructions Yahweh had given them. And the people of Israel would see the radiant glow of his face. So he would put the veil over his face until he returned to speak with a wonderful Creator Yahweh." We continue reading. "The sin of his face shined radiant, and they were afraid to come near to him. I have many ways of revealing myself to you and through you, but I need your full attention to do so. I am long-suffering because I love you, and I will always be here for you. The problem, however, is the amount of time you waste simply trying to get by. Yes, I have created a kingdom, people, yet you often fail to realize what kingdom you are from. And getting you to realize your identity, my child, takes up so much of our time together. In the Messiah Yeshua, the veil has been taken away." 2 Corinthians 3:14 says, "But the people's minds were hardened, and to this day, whenever the old covenant is being read, the same veil covers their eyes so they cannot understand the truth. And this veil can be removed only by believing in Yeshua." Hallelujah. "Is it not true then that this disbelief is that disbelief in all I say? My mind patterns, my Torah, my will for you is your only battle. I am continually amazed at the amount of effort involved in just bringing you to the place where you fully believe everything I tell you. If I say I work for all good things for good, Romans 8:28, then what can truly ever be bad? If I tell you I will finish the work I have started in you, Hebrews 12:2, then perfect you will be. If I tell you that all your enemies are mine to deal with, then it is impossible for you to have an enemy, isn't it? I am that I am, and I say what I say. My spirit resides in you because through my son I placed it there. Be still for a moment and think, and let your sin murder my son, just so you could love me and live in the fullness of my presence. It says, let's read that again. Be still for a moment and then think, I let your sin murder my son, just so you could love me and live in the fullness of my presence. So many of you cry out longing for me every day, forgetting I have told you, I am here. And Isaiah 58 verse 9 says, then when you call, Yahweh will answer. Yes, I am here, I will quickly reply. I shall never forsake you, as it says in Hebrews 13 verse 5. I will never fail you, I will never abandon you. I cannot be any more near to you to have placed my spirit inside you. It is you who need to acknowledge you are in me. I desire that my vessels of honor open them up to me, that I might increase in you and transform the earth. Yes, of course, it is for my glory. I am worthy. Am I worthy of such of you? So that is our reading for this morning. And again, it must start off with us believing the truth that his word is real and true. You know, I was telling somebody about Yeshua dying for them, and they said, oh, I believe in many of the principles of God, but not all of them. He said, I don't believe in everything the Bible says. And my first question is, have you read the whole Bible? And more times than not, they'll tell me no. But the times they do, I say, well, what don't you believe in? He said he died for us. What don't you believe in? That he wants and promises that he'll be near, that he'll never abandon us. What don't you believe in? And I will submit to you this day that our belief level, whether we admit it or not, is determined by our actions and our obedience. Those that believe in the words of our Creator are obedient and seek to be near him. Those that doubt and don't fully believe and think that he is somebody who is will welcome the lukewarm, those of you are the ones that backslide. Those of you are the ones that are disobedient. Those are the ones of you that say you believe, but you really don't act like it and show it. Those are the ones of you that make excuses to continue to live in your sin. Those that read the word and trust and believe that this word is true, regardless of what they feel, but they go on faith. Those are the ones that are blessed. Those are the ones that are blessed. We all have this great opportunity because he's given us his word. He's given us his word. You believe it or you don't. That's what it comes down to. And yes, I know it's very easy to be discouraged in today's world because we don't understand the concept of what Yahweh is trying to do in our lives at many times. But he warns us to stay near and stay close and watch and pray so for temptation doesn't fall upon us. It says in Matthew 26:41, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The flesh is weak because we want to listen to our own ideas and our own thoughts about certain things. But we must stay faithful. We must stay faithful. Especially, the things that are going on around us. And there's nothing new under the sun. All the stuff that's going around us now, same stuff has been happening all this time. Many people might just be bringing it to your attention now through the media or someone else. But it always comes down to this battle and this war that's going on within us that we don't see. It's a spiritual battle and a spiritual war. And we must stay faithful and just have that hope and trust in our Creator. He's not abandoning us. I mean, I have a situation going on in my life where I could be very disappointed. Today and tomorrow is supposed to be a very special time in my life. A special event was going to happen. But because of this COVID-19 thing and all this other stuff, it got canceled. It's not going to happen. But I take joy trusting in my Creator and His timing, because He's in control of everything. And I don't get depressed or upset or backslide or give up. No. I come closer to Him and I thank Him for everything and all things, because His wonderful, great timing in all things. And that's what we have to do. I had another thing. I could have looked at my life in a disappointing way that happened this week. I was all set on human terms. Everything was ready to happen. You know, I had a plan and I had a contract signed and everything was ready to be completed. But then it didn't happen. And I could have been really upset. I could have backslidden. I could have tried to run away from Him and say, oh, this isn't true. But no, I don't even question. I mean, just thank Him. And I'm in so much joy knowing that His plan is better than my plan. And that's what we got to do. The scriptures tell us that those times that we think we're justified to act out or to backslide, those are the times that we run closer, not farther away, and to run near and come near to Him. Colossians 4 verse 2 says, devote yourself to prayer, be watchful and thankful. And that's what we have to do. But in the flesh, we have this habit of turning away and backsliding. We can't do that. That's what the enemy wants us to do, and we're letting him live when we do that. No, you must stay close to Him. Stay close to Him at all times. And at those times we think that something is unjustified or not fair or not good, take joy in knowing Him and have enthusiasm and joy for Him, knowing His perfect plan will happen and He will never abandon us. You know, it says in Hosea 5:15, I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. Their affliction, they will seek me early. How many of you are seeking our Creator during these times and just thanking Him? And just, we don't know what He's preventing from happen. The things He prevents from happening in our lives, we might never know. We might never know, but He says He has a reasons that are sometimes unknown to even to us. So what if we had plans for something to happen and something terrible was going to happen if those plans came true? But our Creator stopped that from happening to save us. Everything He does is for our glory and for us and for our blessings, everything. And we think, why didn't that happen? And then and next thing we know, you know, sometimes we're revealed things happened, you know, but oftentimes things aren't revealed to us and we don't know. But that's not a reason for us to get away from Him. We got to draw closer to Him. You know, there were actually people when 9/11 happened, I was in New York, and there were people that missed the plane. And I don't mean like they missed the plane because they decided not to go. They tried to get there. They rushed to the airport and they missed the plane. And next thing you know, they were really upset. But then they saw what happened and they were really joyful and thankful. Our Creator saved them. And that's one of the times to reveal to those people that you know, even though you're upset, this is what happened. But many times He stops us from our plans and we don't know why. We don't know these things, but we have to trust and believe that He's working for us. And He knows, and that's the important thing. He knows. And that's what we must trust and have faith on. So we must make sure that we stick close to Him and understand about this spiritual battle that's consistently going on, that our Creator is always fighting for us. Always fighting for us. And He's never going to leave us. Never going to abandon us. He always wants us close. And that's a promise He made to us. And that's the attitude we must have. You know, because there's times in our life where it screams out abandonment. And He'll leave us. But it says in the scripture, Deuteronomy 31:18, do not be afraid or discouraged. For I, Yahweh, will personally go ahead of you. He will bless you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. He will never abandon you. For it says in Psalms 27:10, even my father and mother abandon me. Even if they do, Yahweh will hold me close. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's His promise, that He's never going to abandon you. He's always there working for you. Remember that. He's taking care of all things, whether it's a disease, whether it's a divorce, whether it's bankruptcy, whatever it is that we consider a tragedy in our own eyes. He's taking care of all things. And I see terrible things going on in this world. But he's taking care of all things. You know, but the enemy is trying to confuse us and destroy us. You know, but our creator, 1 Corinthians 14:33 says he's a God of harmony and not confusion. So you must never fear or worry anything. Just be in awe of him and all the great things he does in our lives. And stop fearing that he's going to leave us. He's not going to leave us. He doesn't desire to leave us. He says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live. And then, I understand how we feel sometimes. There are times that I've went through that is it. And it's our own personal journey, because there are people that go through much worse than us. But when you're going through it, nothing's worse than what you're going through. So it's our own personal journeys and stuff. And I know at times we feel, it says in Lamentations 5:19 to 22, chapter 5, verse 9-22, you, Yahweh, reign forever. Your throne endures from generation to generations. Why do you always forget us? Why do you forsake us so long? Restore us to yourself, Yahweh, that we may return, renew our days as old, unless you have utterly rejected us and are angry with us beyond measure. Our creator will never abandon us, is his promise to us. There's one thing that he can't do, and that is lie. He puts us through things sometimes not to separate us or to leave us, but to draw us closer to him, to try to make us understand and appreciate him more. These trials are for our good. We must endure. It says in James 1, 2, and 4, consider it a pure joy, my brothers, when you are involved in various trials, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. But you must let endurance have its full effect, so that you may be mature and complete and lacking nothing. And some of these things that have happened in my life, I don't want these things to happen. But then I'm thankful, because I know he's doing a work in me, and he's doing a work in all of us. And we must believe, but we have to start by believing that the word is true. We have to. 1 Peter 1, 6, verse 7 says, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, you are in the heavens through a manifold of temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than the gold, going through the fire and being tried, might be found unto praise and honor and glory and appearing of Yeshua Messiah. He's there waiting for us during these trials. Romans 5, 3 and 5 says, and not only that, but we also rejoice in our afflictions, because we know that affliction produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and proven character produces hope. Stay near to Yahweh always. Philippians 2, 13 says, for it is Yahweh who is working in you, enabling both you to desire and to work out for his good purpose. There's times in your life where it seems that Yahweh may have forsaken you. But he says in his scriptures, he will not forget us. He will never forget us. Yahweh brings us close to him, even when everyone else in the world leaves us. We should never feel alone if we're true believers in Yahweh. That's another great measure, if we know we're believers or not. If we know our faith is real. We should never feel lonely in our lives. Never, ever, ever. Because we have a relationship with our Creator. You know, we need to remember that. Psalms 9, verse 10 and 11 says, those who know your name will trust you, for you have not forsaken those who seek you. Yahweh, sing praises to Yahweh, who dwell in Zion, declare his mighty deeds among the people. He tells us and commanded us in Joshua 1, verse 9, be strong, courageous, and don't be fearful or discouraged, because Yahweh Elohim is with you wherever you go. And it's not sometimes, it's every time. We need to be satisfied with everything he gives us. Psalms 37, 28 says, indeed, Yahweh loves justice, and he will not abandon his godly ones. They are kept safe forever, but the lawless will be chastened away, and descendants of the wicked will be cut off. I am telling you, I remember there was a time in my life, and it says, weeping at night will lead to joy in the morning. I was stricken with a disease physically. The enemy tried to rip apart my family. But Yahweh revealed to me who my true family is. It's just amazing the shine that comes from him. Even amongst the darkness, that bright light will shine. And remember, you're not the only one that might feel lonely or abandoned in life. But we have to remember Yahweh is always near. Even Yeshua himself said, my God, why have you abandoned me? It's such a normal fleshly thing to think that Yahweh would leave us. But if we understand the spiritual side of things, that's never going to happen. That's never going to happen. David in the scriptures questioned, where is Yahweh? Where is he during these troubles? Why has he left me? Even John in jail, John the Baptist in jail, said, should we keep looking for someone? Should we keep looking for someone? Is Yeshua the Messiah? We need to trust in Yahweh and not our circumstances. We need to put all our trust in with all our heart in him and not lean on our own understanding. We must seek to stay near to him and never stop crying to him. Remember, Job's wife told him to curse Yahweh, and just his friends told him to just repent. But Job stayed in conversation with Yahweh in prayer. And that's what we must do. Stay in prayer and conversation with him always. And always. You know, the other day I was driving yesterday and I saw a guy in the corner just sitting on the corner talking. At first I thought maybe he's on his cell phone and we just don't see it and he's talking. But no, he wasn't on his cell phone. And my girls were in my calls, they said, look, daddy, that man's talking to himself. I said, maybe he's talking to God. Maybe he's talking to God. You know, so we have to remember that. You know, Psalm 71 verses 9 to 12 remind us to never stop calling out to Yahweh. It says, do not reject me in my old age when my strength fails. Do not abandon me for my enemies talk about me. Those waiting for a chance to kill me plot my demise. They say, Yahweh has abandoned him. Run and seize him, for there is no one who will rescue him. O Yahweh, do not remain far away from me. My God, hurry and help me. We must trust that he's always near. Jeremiah 14:9 says, are you also confused? Is our champion helpless to save us? You are right here among us, Yahweh. We are known as your people. Please don't abandon us now. 1 Peter 5, verse 6 and 7 says, and Yahweh will exalt you in due time. If you humble yourselves under his mighty hand, casting all your cares on him because he cares for you. He cares for us and he wants us to be victorious. He wants us to be victorious. And I leave you with Romans 8, 35 to 39 says, can anyone separate anything separate us from Yeshua's love? Can trouble or problems or persecution separate us from his love? If we have no food, no clothes, or face danger or even death, will that separate us from his love? As the scriptures say, for you know, for you, we are in danger of death all the time. People think we are worth no more than sheep to be killed. But in all these troubles, we have complete victory through Yahweh, who has shown his love for us. Yes, I am sure that nothing can separate us from Yahweh's love, nor death, life, angels, ruling, or spirits. I am sure that nothing now and nothing in the future, no powers or nothing above us or nothing below us, nothing in the whole world created will ever be able to separate us from the love of Yahweh that is shown us through Yeshua, his Messiah. Hallelujah. That's what we need to remember at those difficult times and those difficult moments. That's what we need to stay near to him, as it says in this devotional that we read. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 and 10 says, in every way we were troubled, but not crushed. Frustrated, but not in despair. Prosecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We are always carrying around the death of Yeshua in our bodies, so that the life of Yeshua may be clearly shown in our bodies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you right now, if you have a question about something in the Bible, and if you say you've read the Bible, but you don't believe it all, question what you don't believe. Why don't you believe that? I mean, there's historical evidence to even show us the things that says in the Bible actually happened. Always. They're finding all of these artifacts now that show us things are exactly where they say they are. And things happen where they were, say they were. I mean, they found Noah's Ark. How can you not believe in Noah's Ark? I mean, they're finding all these temples and buildings that Yeshua himself preached in and spoke at on Shabbat and Paul spoke at. They're finding all these things just to even confirm even more. But the thing is, we shouldn't have to wait for the physical confirmation of these things. We shouldn't have to wait to see these things. Don't be like Thomas, who said, I don't believe because I didn't see him, and wait to have to touch him. No, we have an opportunity to touch Yeshua every second of our life because he's within us through the Holy Spirit. But we have to realize that. As it said in devotional today, we limit ourselves because of our disbelief. We try to separate ourselves. Our flesh tries to separate us from Yahweh. The enemy tries to separate us from Yahweh. The world circumstances the enemy uses to try to separate us from Yahweh. But Yahweh uses these things to draw us closer. And let's not question why these things happen in our lives, like I gave you earlier with the example of 9/11 in a plane. Every moment of our life, Yahweh's working to keep us close to him and to save us and help us. And we might question these things. Why didn't we make this appointment on time? Why didn't this thing happen? Why is this going on? But we don't understand his healing hand. His healing hand. Give you a great example. Somebody comes home from work. They look and their house is completely burned down to the ground. Completely burned down to the ground. And of course, you could just imagine this crushing blow that somebody might have to say, wow, you know, where's Yahweh? Why would he let this happen? Hey, maybe if that didn't happen, the next day that you would have been in the house and the house would have fell down on top of you and you would have died. We don't see the future like so clearly, and all the time he doesn't reveal to us these things, but he's always working to save us. 100% of the time he's working to save us. And for any of you that don't believe that he's real, and what has happened is real. The historical evidence is already found in all the artifacts that are found throughout Israel and all over the world. And even more important, I invite you all to see a movie and read a book called A Case for Christ that clearly shows and proved and show clearly that not 10, not 20, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of people saw Yeshua in the flesh after the resurrection. What more do we need to know? He's near us always, and he's not leaving us. Remember that, and thank you. And I leave you all that with you that today to soak up and stay close to him and stay near to him. And just be thankful and praise the wonderful creator this day he has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you all, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.